Je gaat nu luisteren naar het eerste deel van het boek Scout and the Sausage Thief. In het Nederlands vertaald is dat Scout en de Worstjesdief. Het boek is geschreven door Jill Lewis en de tekeningen zijn gemaakt door Sarah Horn. Scout and the Sausage Thief is verschenen in de serie Books for You van uitgeverij Zwijsen. Scout wil, net als haar vader en moeder, een beroemde politiehond worden. Maar daarvoor moet ze nog veel leren. Daarom gaat ze naar de Sausage Dream Puppy Academy, letterlijk vertaald de Worstjesdroomschool voor puppies. In hoofdstuk 1 droomt Scout dat ze een beruchte worstjesdief op heterdaad betrapt en bezorgt ze een verloren knuffeltje terug. Luister maar. Scout hid behind the stack of baked bean cans and waited. The supermarket was busy with Saturday morning shoppers. She knew this was the moment when Frankfurter, the notorious sausage thief, would strike again. He could steal a salami from a sandwich or a hot dog from a hot dog stand without ever being seen. No police dog had caught him in action yet. No one knew just how Frankfurter stole the sausages. But Scout thought she knew. She'd worked it out, and now she was ready. She looked up at the ceiling of the supermarket and waited for Frank's next move. High above people's heads, one white ceiling tile slid slowly sideways. Frank's face appeared in the gap, spying down on the fresh meat counter. Scout could see the bungee rope tied around his chest. She'd have to be quick on her feet to catch him. Down came Frank. "Gotcha!" shouted Scout. She pounced, wrapping the string of sausages round and round him, tying him up in a big sausage knot. Everyone cheered. Frankfurter had been caught at last, and Scout was their hero. Scout! Scout! Scout woke up from her daydream. "Come on, Scout," said her mum. "Finish your breakfast. You can't be late for school today." "Do you think Frankfurter will ever be caught?" said Scout. Scout's dad put down his paper.
"He's very clever. No one has worked out just how he steals the sausages."
"But how do you know it's him?" asked Scout.
"Frank's paw prints are found all over the crime scenes," said Scout's dad. He shook his head. "Your mum and I have been working on this investigation for months. If we don't catch him before the weekend, the village sausage festival will have to be cancelled."
"Cancelled?" said Scout. "But it's the most famous sausage festival in the world."
"I know," said Mum.
"But unless Frank is caught, no one's sausages are safe. These are dark times. There hasn't been a case like this since Pepperoni, the Italian Spinoni, hijacked Bert the Butcher's lorry."
Scout frowned.
"If anyone can catch Frank, you and Dad can." Wil je weten hoe dit verhaal afloopt? Lees dan zelf verder. Met de handige woordenlijsten in het boek lukt het je vast en zeker.